Hello everyone, today we're diving into a topic that touches both the mind and the soul, self-realization. Our journey today is not just about understanding what self-realization is, but also uncovering how it leads to personal growth, curious how you can achieve it, and what sets it apart from self-actualization. Then stick around, because this might just change the way you see yourself and the world. Let's kick things off by breaking down this big term, self-realization. Simply put, it's about understanding your true self, peeling away the layers of societal expectations and identities to discover who you really are at your core. See, different philosophical and spiritual traditions, self-realization is the fulfillment of your character or potential. It means recognizing that beneath all mental and material phenomena, there's a steadfast essence. Your true self, you might be thinking, isn't this similar to self-actualization? Not quite. Self-actualization is about achieving your fullest potential in an external sense, displaying your talents much like high achievers such as Albert Einstein, who is a classic example. Conversely, self-realization is an inward journey involved in becoming aware of your spiritual being, beyond occupational titles or societal roles. Cool, right? Now, why is this journey towards self-realization important? By realizing who you truly are, you can enhance your confidence and self-esteem, gaining clarity about what genuinely matters to you. For instance, studies show people spend nearly 47% of their time lost in distractions, leading to dissatisfaction. By aligning your actions with inner values through self-realization, you become more focused and intentional, fosters resilience by helping you accept life's peaks and valleys with equanimity, leading to inner peace. But every journey has its bumps in the road. Reaching self-realization implies facing those challenging elements of ego and questioning long-held beliefs about yourself, which can be quite introspective yet rewarding. It's a hard truth, but realizing the source of many troubles lies within can lead to profound growth. So, how can you work towards self-realization? Let's explore some practical strategies. One effective method is self-inquiry, introduced by spiritual leaders like Ramana Maharshi. By continually asking yourself, who am I? You delve beyond superficial identities tied to mind and body. Complementary is the advice of Nisargadatta Maharaj, who emphasized the simple yet powerful focus on the feeling of I am without getting mired in complex rituals. The path to profound insight sometimes lies in simplicity. Traditional practices such as meditation and yoga, notably Kriya Yoga advocated by Yogananda, are considered rapid paths to this state. Meditation is particularly powerful in quieting the mind and fostering a deeper understanding of one's essence. More than just mental peace, it can be a gateway to spiritual realization. Exploring cultural and philosophical teachings like Shaivism or Advaita Vedanta can offer fresh perspectives on consciousness and self-awareness. These traditions illuminate how our essence aligns with universal consciousness and might just spark that aha moment of self-realization. Remember, self-realization isn't about radical transformation, but a deeper understanding of your existing self. Techniques like journaling can enhance this process, helping map your thoughts and feelings over time. Similarly, new hobbies can surface hidden passions, and goal setting aligned with personal values can ensure aspirations mirror your authentic self. To wrap up, self-realization is not just a lofty goal for monks or philosophers. It's a practical and accessible path for anyone willing to explore their true essence and grow spiritually by adopting a mix of mindfulness, inner inquiry, and learning from diverse teachings. You set out on a fulfilling journey toward personal growth and spiritual awakening. Thanks for sticking with us through this exploration of self-realization. Whether you're just curious or ready to dive in, there's a whole world of growth waiting for you right here. If you found this guide helpful, don't forget to subscribe for more insights on personal growth and self-discovery. Catch you next time.